Sunday Shir Memchas.
Siv Meitav Sodeyu Meitav Karmo Yeshalev. Meitav Ein Mide Achrin Eloi. It says the Tashlum has to be Meitav. Meitav Ein Mide Achrin Eloi. V'otanya, this is Le'abi Shen. Shen V'rega. V'otanya Le'gabi Bor, Kesef Yoshiv Le'Borolov, Yoshiv Le'Rabisha V'Kesef V'Av Plusubim. So Mitzan Echo state, Meitav Sodeyu, Meitav Karmoy, Meitav Ein Mide Achrin Eloi. Mitzad Sheni, it says, Yoshiv Le'Rabisha V'Kesef V'Av Plusubim. Even if one pasuk is written Le'gabi Shen V'rega, and one pasuk is written Le'gabi Bor, but the Gemara on the face said, Tachas Nesine Yeshalem, that all of the obvious Nezikim is the same kind of Tashlum Nezikim. So maybe the Gemara is asking a Kashe. The Mitzad Echot state, Meitav, Mitzad Sheni state, Yoshiv L'Rabbis, Shove Kesef Ve'afilu Subi. So just a little bit to be Mefarish. Mefarish divrei Gemore, the Gemore could have asked the Kashe, in one place it says, Meitav Sodeyu, Meitav Karmoy, and in the other place it says, you pay money. Kesef Yoshiv Leba'olov. The Gemore is not asking a Kashe that in one place it says, Meitav Sodeyu, Meitav Karmoy, and in the other place it says to pay money. That the Gemore is not asking. She's not even mentioning the word money. She's asking Yoshiv le'Rabbi Shav Kesef Afilu Sudi. She's not asking a stire Meitav Ein Mide Achrin Eloi Vokziv Kesef. Weistois from Kesef is not a stire to Meitav. Kesef is not a stire to Meitav. Why Kesef is not a stire to Meitav? Kesef is exactly like Meitav. I will explain it even better. One of the tzedoni, what is the ma'ilev meitav? So later, maybe it's totally not the whole sugas of meitav. But there's a lashon gemore later in Amud Beis that could be the ma'ilev meitav is because it's easy to sell. Meitav is easy to sell. And b'meila it's easy for the owner to make money out of it. So while meitav is easy to sell, and if you sell, you get money. So money is for sure like Meitav. This is the reason the Gemara did not ask a stire that Mitzad Echot state Meitav and Mitzad Sheni state money. She only asked the Kashif from the Yoshiv. Yoshiv le'Rabbi Shove Kesef ve'afilu Subin. Oh, it's a stire to the Meitav. But I want to add, even this, when the Gemara asked the stire, she didn't ask a stire Dosh state Meitav and Dosh state Afilu Shove Kesef. That is not a stira. Maybe Shove Kesef, but Meitav of Shove Kesef. The best items, diamonds, gold, pninim. The Gemara is only asking a kasha that Dosh state Meitav and Dosh state of Afilu Subin. I'm a daiket in Loshon HaGemara. Meitav Ein Mide Achrin Eloi, not Meitav Sodeyu. Meitav Ein Mide Achrin Eloi, only Meitav. V'otanya Yoshiv L'Rabbi Shove Kesef Ve'afilu Subin. Musilash Rashi is Madgishin. So the Kasha is, if Stambul Stei Shove Kesef, the Meitav of the Shove Kesef. Not only Karka, even Meitav of Metaltalim, the good Metaltalim. Good Metaltalim you can give, his best Metaltalim. But if the Gemara's Dashni, Yoshiv, L'Rabbi Shove Kesef, Afilu Subin, so this is the Gemara's Kasha. You have a stira. And for the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Kan midaitoi, kan ba'al kocho. Midaitoi, he doesn't have to give Meitav, he could give even Subin. Ba'al kocho, he has to give Meitav, Zok Rashi. Yoshiv Kesef, Yoshiv Le'Ba'olov, Da'avri Le'michtav Balabor, Yeshalem Kesef Le'Ba'olov. Yoshiv Bekosov Rachmon El Amali, Hoylu Bekosiv Yeshalem, Le'Rabbis Kol HaShovis. midaito. Im mishalem lemazik niskoi midaito. Idelo atrich elitzei kolo bebeizdin shokil subin. Here's the Rashi. Aval im einer roitzei amazik leshalem niskoi lenizek kolo bebeizdin ainu baal kolchoi ein mishalem elo kesef. So the Rashi says magi ameitav. But you don't have to magi ameitav because kesef is like meitav. Forget what Rashi says. Not subin elo mishalem kesef. The Yoshiv is midaitoi, but if it's not midaitoi, so it's not Yoshiv, so it's blind kesef. It's in the Rashash is magia, but lechule, you don't have to come to the deep. So kesef is better. So now, here we have a oh. So the Gemara says, kan midaitoi, kan baal kolchoi. Kan midaitoi, kan baal kolchoi. Midaitoi. He could give him even Shove Kesef. Baal Kolchoi, only Meitav. What is Midaitoi and what is Baal Kolchoi? And Rashi is Mashma. There's two ways to look. Maybe we'll start. We have two ways to pay, Midaitoi and Baal Kolchoi. Midaitoi, we said you could pay what you want. Baal Kolchoi, you pay Meitav. Some learn Pshat. What is the Ikara Alocha? To pay Meitav or not to pay Meitav? Midaitoi, you pay what you want. Baal Kocho, you pay Meitav. What is the Ikara Alocha? Again, Midaitoi, you do like this. Baal Kocho, you do like this. What is the Ikara Alocha? You could learn Pshat. The Ikara Alocha is Meitav. If you pay yourself, you're so nice, you run over, you offer to be a nice person, you're offering to be a nice person? If you're offering to be a nice person, to pay me daitoi, so we give you a anocha, we give you a discount, as I've made a beknas potu. As I've made a beknas potu. So while you mask him to pay yourself, while you mask him, so Be'etzem, Loshon Rashi is a shtickle maram is like this. I don't think it's damaged, but Loshon Rashi, the loyatri chelitze kolov. He was nice, he was not matriach. So while he was a nice person, we tell him he doesn't have to give meitav. So the first way is to learn Be'etzem is meitav. You're mazik pay meitav. If you're nice, you come on your own. As I'm made a beknas potu, so we tell you, you could pay even if it's not meitav. Even if it's not meitav, you could pay. You could be nice. We could let you off. But it's more mashma in Rashi, and I say the shita mekubetzes learns in Rashi the opposite. Be'etzem, the din is not to pay meitav. Val you matriach him, you are not nice. So we coinus you to pay meitav. While you matriach the other guy to go to Beis Din, so we punish you as if you're a galev. If we chab the galev, you pay kefir. While you matriach us, and you went and you didn't want to pay, you made people to run after you to go to Beis Din. So because of that, we tell you, now you have to pay meitav. If you are not matriach us, say no. So the halacha states again. If in the first side we say fakel, be'etzem it's meitav. Val, you're nice, and you mask him to pay on your own, and you mask him to go yourself to pay. So val, you mask him to go yourself to pay, and you're nice, and you're good about it. So we give you as a discount. So midaitoi the loy atrichei, we tell you you don't have to pay meitav. But the rishonim is mashma the opposite of Rashi. The fakel be'ikar adin is no meitav. Val atrichei, you caused me to run after you. Because of that, you have to pay meitav. Anyway, this more after what stays in maskonik. All that is the hava mina the word is meitav. Maskon is no chiluk. All this more is a hava mina. The shita mekubetzes asks a kasha on Rashi. Frank the shita mekubetzes. Why you kindness him? Because he was matriach to go to Beis Din. He doesn't know the halachas. He doesn't think that he has to pay. There's a taina on a guy that doesn't want to pay till based in teller. He knows Babi Kama is so much proti, so much details in Babi Kama. Till Yenem takes him to based in, he doesn't want to pay. He has to be cognizant that he didn't go, that he didn't want to pay on his own. Mechateis. So we see klong in the shita. Again, for the first mahalach, the shita's kasha is not a kasha. Everyone pays meitav stam. If you're a nice guy and you're not going to do it, I'm happy to pay. We want, you know, we want to encourage people to come to pay on their own. So we say, if you come yourself to pay, anoch as I made a miknas. But the aloch is that you have to pay meitav. But the shita is learning fakir. The shita is learning be'etzem is a mokum to be, is no mokum to pay meitav. There's no mokum to pay meitav. No vas. If you matriach us to base din, Rashi learns, and you made it hard for us, so we kindness you to pay meitav. We kindness you to pay meitav. While you matriach, we kindness you to pay meitav. Mele frank with shita, man, I was matriach. I didn't know the halacha. I deserve a knas. I don't deserve a knas. So we will learn more on this derech of the shita b'das Rashi. So be'etzem is no din meitav. It's a knas. It's a knas. It's a knas. Teire, the teire, psukim. Val you matriach.
Do you
want to encourage? I call it teire. It's a knas. First pshat is if the meitav the teire gave him off. Second pshat fakar. Meikar adin you don't have to pay meitav. But if you matriach to go to Beis Din, we may not kindness you to pay. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Omar ule bareide Rav Iloye daike nami dechsiv yeshalem baal koch dechsiv yeshalem baal koch dechsiv yeshalem baal koch. Omar le'abaye miksiv yeshula yeshalem ksiv midai toy mashu. Interesting. Ula says daikenami. Ula says daikenami that it's mashmazay. Daikenami that it's mashmazay. Oops, forget mashma. Rabbi says it's not a diuk. Yeshula miksiv yeshula. Ula holds it's a diuk. Rabbi holds it's not a diuk. What does the masa umatan do in the Gemara? Ula thinks that it's a nice diuk that is mashma dafka baal kocho you pay meitav. But if it's not baal kocho you don't pay meitav. And the Rabbi says no, it doesn't say meitav sedeo yeshula. Meitav sedeo yeshala, it's mashma midaitoi. And Ula did hold that it's a shtigal mashma. What is the vikuach? What is the vikuach? So I want to explain. We learn pshat al derech Rashi that Baal Korcho means that he didn't want to pay till they took him to Beis Din. We had a tzad that if it's not Baal Korcho, he's made a beknas hazah, or Vali was matriach to go to Beis Din, but mele they were koinesim. Vali was matriach to go to Beis Din, but mele they were koinesim. And Rabbeinu Chananel, and in the Shita Mekubetzes, they explain different pshat in Baal Kocho. Rabbeinu Chananel said, what is Baal Kocho? Zog Rabbeinu Chananel. Uparkinen, im bo ha-mazik l'shalem me'atzmi kol ma shi'irtze me'shalem. V'im doicha l'shalem u'beiz din goivim u'moitzi'im mimelu. It doesn't mean that he was matriach lebeis din zok the shita mekubetzes. Baal Kocho means he did not want to pay, and beis din had to come and make a maisa gvir. This means Baal Kocho. He didn't want to pay, and beis din did Baal Kocho a maisa gvir. then you have to pay meitav. But if you paid on your own, you don't have to pay meitav. So again, lefi Rashi, we're learning both cases, I paid on my own. Just if I paid, I knocked on my door, and on his door, and I wanted to pay, you don't have to pay meitav. If you had to go to value to Beis Din, then you pay meitav. Shita says, "Ma, I didn't know that loch. I was waiting for Beis Din to go." Zog the Shita and Rabbeinu Chananel, Baal Korchoi means that I was masking to, that I was not masking to pay, and Beis Din had to make a gvir. Midaytu means we went to Beis Din. They told me to pay, and I listened to the Beis Din, and I followed the Beis Din. So now lo betrachin lefi Rabbeinu Chananel and lefi the Shita. What is the difference of Midaito and Baal Kocho? Midaito, you don't have to give Meitav, and Baal Kocho, you have to give Meitav. What is the Chilam? Midaito, you don't have to do Meitav, and Baal Kocho, you do Meitav. What is the Chilam? This is interesting. The Chidush Arim wants to learn Pshat. Zog the Chidush Arim. So the Chiddush Arim like this. I learned Pshat B'das HaShita in Rabbeinu Chananel that everyone has to pay Meitav. I'm not explaining, it's Ba'ad and Imanav Shach. Because Beis Din come to take it, it becomes Meitav. If it's a Din Meitav, it's a Din Meitav Alamo. So the Chiddush Arim is a Din Meitav Alamo. It's a Din Meitav Alamo. So what is the difference in Midaito Yabal Kocho? He says, a person, even midaita, really has to give meitav. But what would be if he goes midaita and he doesn't give meitav? There's nothing more to do. Why? There's no difference in price, really, right? He gets the same amount of money, really. Just that one is better. I don't want to do what I have to. Beis Din can't force him, because that difference really is not shove pruta. When Beis Din go in there, the ones that are collecting, so they go to the better one and they collect it. But if the guy went and he paid on his own, so he managed to get out of it. He's wrong. He's nishma seida. He had to give meitav. Oh, well, you can't force him. That's what mashma loshon gemore. He learns kilu kan midaito means if he didn't midaito, so he was yoitza. Mashaeng, and if he didn't baal kochoi, he's not yoitza. But it's a chidush.
Did
Yitzchak
refuse to take it though? What? Did
Yitzchak
refuse to say I'm not taking it, I want
Meitav
only? If the guy comes giving
you can't refuse.
You can't refuse? No, he has a Din Meitav.
Mama Shana?
He has a Din Meitav. I can say I don't want it though.
You don't want money. It's nothing money.
I want Meitav.
Again, you can't force me for something that is not Chashin Mishpat more from that. No, when Beis Din go to make the Gvir, they do what they want. No, again, so if when they come, you're masking the Midaito, it's not Baal Kocho. When you're not paying, and Beis Din tie you up, and they take a son and they give you that person, so the minute they go and they take, they made that. When you mask him to pay, they can't come and mud that extra part. A big doichak. Some want to say, but Balabatish, like we said before, Be'etzem, the Din is not Meita. But if you messed up and you forced Beis Din to be goyve, so they already punish you and they take meitav. A knas, like we said on Derech Rashi. Be'etzem is no din meitav. But if you don't want to pay, so b'meila we kindness you that you have to pay meitav. And Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel is not mashma that it's a knas. So what is the chiluk? That midaitoi you don't have to give meitav and Baal Kocho you give meitav. So the Blei Malin, Simen and Gimel, it's Dalet. So the blame, all the Achronim explain that the gather of the Torah, I'm about to explain why they want to say that it's a gather. Lefi Rashi, it's time. If you yelled on Beis Din, didn't yell on Beis Din, so for sure it's a kind of knas. Other the Pshat, it's a disaccount, other it's a knas. But if we're not saying because I was a bad person and I went to Beis Din, no, the pshat is if I give myself, I give regular, and if Beis Din come, they collect meitav. What is the difference? Iman pshach. If it's a din meitav, so I have to pay it. And if not, why Beis Din have a right to collect it? This one was bothering the Achroin. So Rashi is nothing but to say. Rashi is a kind of a class. Sheitriachoise, because Rashi is learning in both ways I'm paying. Just if I was a nice person, I pay regular. If I was not a nice person, I pay meida. So we have to try to explain. But the Rishonim that is along this, Prias Mazik Alein is no meitav, for Zadin Gviye is Zadin meitav. What is the Avonet? What is the Avonet? That if Zadin Gviye is Zadin meitav. So the Blame explains, Vaisto is the Din Meitav is not a Din in the Tashlum. The Din Meitav is in the Maisa Gviya. Some things is a Din Tashlum without a Maisa Gviya. I have to give tzedakah, so Koifer Mala Mitzvahs could be. I have to do mitzvahs. It's my mitzvah, Koifer. It's my mitzvah to do. There's things that Beis Din have a right to force me to pay. Is nischadish and my chiyuv tashlumim is no parsha of meita, and the maisegviye is nischadish a parsha of meita. I'll explain to you where is the nafkamina the moshe. I'm kveig declares if the mazik buys a good karka after the hezek before the gviye. If the din meita is my chiyuv, if I bought it after the hezek, I'm patur. Even if Bezin later has to be collecting from my din. My din already I'm potu. But if it's a chinush in the din ma'isegviyeh, so b'shaz the psak din, when they make a ma'isegviyeh, then is the time to measure what is called meitav. It's a din in the ma'isegviyeh. Mikol makoyim, we have two pshotim. Rashi's mahalach in the sugya is, as if at least the shita mikubetzes state adosis shitas Rashi, that kan midaitoi kan baal kolchoi, in both of cases I'm paying the cash. Just if I went and I paid it on my own, it's called midaitoi. If we had a fight in Beis Din and they told me to pay, it's called baal kolchoi. So the shita said, what is the tain on me? I didn't know the halacha, so I fought. I have to know that I have to pay. And we said, yeah. Other the pshat is, while I'm nice and I'm going ahead of pay, they get me off. Other they were coining me that I was fighting in Beis Din. And the Shita himself, because of this kashin, Rabbi Yochanan learned, kan midaita kan baal kolchi means, if I pay without a meisig VF Beis Din, I don't have to pay meita. If it's a din meisig V and the Beis Din, then I have to pay meita. This is the way Klal Yisrael amay mida machlekes. I'm sure all of you realize, when you read the Rashi, it's a shtikl stira el Rashi. We read the first Rashi, and the Shita tells us to learn like that. Chomish kecharot et elam nazayin Rashi. But look in Rashi di Mu'amaschil Yeshulam. Look in Rashi Mu'amaschil Yeshulam. Look in Rashi Mu'amaschil Yeshulam. Mashma, al yedei acheirim, de Beis Din yoyudim lenechosov. Yeshulam. Mashma, על ידי אחרים, that Beis Din יורדים לנחוסו. Why Rashi started? Beis Din יורדים לנחוסו. מדי תרשי explain, שלא יטריח ליצק בבייס דין, בעל כורחוי, שיטריח ליצק בבייס דין. Not my דיוק, the shit is דיוק, and the Rashi in the beginning. What happened in דיבור המסחיל ישולום, that Rashi is talking about the גביעת בייס דין. Why Rashi is talking now about the Gviyev Beis Din? What is Midaita? I was a nice person. What is Baal Kochoy? I messed up. But in the end, after they yell at me, I pay. Rashi says, no. Yishulam mashma l'dachirim v'Beis Din yoyerdim l'nechosov. Mashma Baal Kochoy means that I did not pay and they forced me to pay. And in the beginning in Rashi, it's not mashma like that. He didn't have to yell. And what is Baal Kochoy? He's on the Shita that he did yell on him in Beis Din. And then Pitom, in the Rashi, the Bo'amaschil Yeshulam, is mashma in Rashi not like that. This is the Ore. If a Zayn Vaida will learn it like the Shita, but that's Rashi. That Midaita, like Muhammad, mean Rashi learns Midaita means without yelling in Beis Din, Baal Kochoy means yelling in Beis Din. And now Peter and Rashi is changing, and they were master Yeshulam, and Rashi is master different. And Rashi is master different. So we can zogen as a pshat. I think it's emes. It's a pshat, but it's emes. Rami le'abaye le'rovek si meitav soder meitav karmo yishar le'meitav ha'im midei achrin eloi. Votane yoshiv le'rabe shor bekesef ve'afilu subi. Loi kashe kam midaitri kan ba'al kochoi. Rashi lo'ins pshat. Midaitri means without yelling and bezin, I was a nice person. Ba'al kochoi, I was fighting with you and then bezin told me to pay. Oma rule barayde rabbi lo'e daikenami dichsir yishalem ba'al kochoi. Yishalem. Hey. Not meshalem. Meshalem, a nice person. Yeshalem. Yeshalem, right? I think this is the deal. Meshalem means I'm meshalem. I do what I want. Yeshalem is, I'm telling you, Yeshalem. Based in Torah. Omar le'abaye miksiv yeshulam. Yeshalem, ksiv. Midai de mashma. What's it is? Abaye understood there is no chiluk midai toy or loy midai toy if tzorekol of a based in or not. What is the difference? Abaye understood that the Torah says midai toy means without gvias based in. Baal Kochi means with a Gvias Beisdin. Baal Kochi means with a Gvias Beisdin. This is what Baal Kochi means. Midaitu means he paid on his own. Baal Kochi means Beisdin forced him to pay. Baal Kochi means Beisdin forced him to pay. Midaitu means he paid on his own. Baal Kochoi based in forced them to pay. Again, when Ule said the Teretz, when Rav and Ule answered Abaye, they meant to be mechalek midaito v'shaloi midaito, yelling and based in or not yelling and based in. And that Ule said, Daikenami. It says Yeshalem. Mashma, the guy didn't want to pay, and we told him Yeshalem, not Meshalem. Yeshalem, pay. Omar le'abaye, I understand Baal Kochi ve'loi Baal Kochi means that Beis Din forced them. When Beis Din forced means Yeshulam, Beis Din took it. This is the Rashi. Yeshulam mashma al yedei acherim, not mashma sheloi midaitoi. Rashi doesn't say the word even Baal Kochi here. Yeshulam mashma al yedei acherim, different people are repaying your choy. They pay with your money. So Baal Kochoi ve'loi Baal Kochoi is midaitoi shalei midaitoi. Means he made Beis Din to yell or not. So we could say pshat miyashiv the stira and Rashi, that Rashi will learn taka that is a part of the vikuach ule, a part of the vikuach of ule mitabaye. The first teretz of the Gemara, the first mahalach was taka al derech Rashi. That midaito you don't pay meitav, Baal Kochi he triach litzak bebeis din you pay meitav, and of them Ula said it's a daikename. Abaye bichlal didn't learn that this could be an answer, because Abaye learned like the Rishonim Atake learned in pshat that so what if he yelled and didn't yell? Nishken chiluk. Abaye understood pshat in the teretz that means if it's shaloi bekvias beis din, you don't have to give meitav. If it's al yedei gvias beis din, you have to give meitav.
Why is Abaye asking for the pasuk? Why should I ask straight?
No, Abaye understood that this is what they mean. So I heard once, I think from Rav Shach. I heard once from Rav Shach, I think. Rav Shach said that when the Amiroim argue one on each other, they're not asking to chap yenem leshito soy. Sometimes the Gemara is doichel, the Dvor of the Rove Ka'amale. They're trying to figure out the emes. Abaye has a stichas apsuk. They gave him a pshat. Now, the way that they gave him, he taka never had a tzad that could work. He thought maybe their teretz could work, kam yidaiti kan baal kochoi, means if he's paying on his own, be aloha like this, if he's paying baal kochoi, if bezin agoyve, that could be their teretz. Doesn't mean the difference if they may have to answer it or not. The chiluk, to answer my stiras apsukim, could be this chiluk, kan midaiti kan baal kochoi. Of them zoktabaye, the psukim are not mashma like that. They yelled daikanami, they were going in a different level of teretz. They were going in the level of teretz to say, if I force them to yell at me, it's Baal Kochoi. If I pay them my own, it's midaitoi. Yeshalem, mashma Baal Kochoi, beloshen tzivui. One of them, Abaye told them, no, that I'm chlabo, don't hold for them. So I understood that your teretz could be a mahalach ba'al kochi kipshuta that based in a goive, but then that state yeshula. If it doesn't say yeshula, but mainly you can't say it. So it's like nachamol. The seder advori bepshat. And a bias kash. We could learn that we have two mahalachim. Rash is mahalach. If ba'al kochi la ba'al kochi means hitriach litzak bebezdin, or lo hitriach litzak bebezdin. But both of them is with Adam Isaac Vier. We said, other knas, other says, Adam Boyd be knas. And the Rishonim, Rabbi Nuchanado, and the Shita, and also Nachamot. The Shita says, Klorin is maimi that is choylek and Rashi. The Shita is choylek and Rashi. And he's learning that the pshat is, that it's a machlekes. That he's learning pshat is totally in Vier. I'm saying, to answer the Dikdukim and Rashi, some argue the Dikdukim, I think that it's a stiras of Dikdukim. If we have the Dikdukim of the Shita in the beginning, and we have the next Rashi in the bottom, we have a stiras of Dikdukim. To answer the Fishita's Rashi, Givaldi Gezach. To answer Shita's Rashi. That the answer is that the Tchilas of Sugi Rashi is learning Kan Midaita Kan Baal Kochi. Aber when Abaye asked Yeshulam, I think all of them is a mamash a starke ora bepshat. Ula says it's meduyek Yeshalem, and Abaye tells him it's bichlal nishkendiyuk. So interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel, there's three diyukim here in the Rabbeinu Chananel. One diyuk is Romi le'abai le'rove le'rabakive dektoni meitav sadeyu shel mazik. The kasha is because it's meitav shel mazik. If we learn meitav shel nizak, it's no stiras apsukim. Why? Why the kasha is only le'rabakive? What does the nafkimin if it's meitav the mazik or meitav the nizak? Says up the Rabbi Nochanan. Le'rabakive dektoni meitav sadeyu shel mazik is a stiras apsukim. Why the stiras apsukim are not in Rabbi Shmuel? Chonim Siteres, I didn't find the Klorot there. One diuk. Second diuk, Rabbi Nuchanan took out the word Subin. We explained that the Iker Kash is not from the Shove Kesef, it's from the Afilu Subin. If someone reads Rabbi Nuchanan about Tanya Kesef Yoshiv Le Rabbis, Shove Kesef Pirush Yoshiv Kol Masha Meshalem Amazik Shovehu. He's not bringing down the word Subin. I don't know, Nuchanan anyway is very short. I don't know how the clothing of the diyukim of Nuchanan. And then Rabbi Nuchanan is the one that says, "Ibo amazik leshalem ma'atzmo yikol masharoyitze meshalem, v'im doichem ileshalem v'beizd in goivim, u'moitzim and goivim elomeda." He learns pshat that bal kolcho means that beizim will goive, even in the beginning, before Ule. He learns pshat like we said in the beginning, b'shem deshite. I don't know if his pshat is totally in the other three dikdukim. We have three dikdukim, Rabbi Nuchanan. He was maimi de kasha alibed Rabbi Akiva, and not alibed Rabbi Shmuel. We have to know why. He was maimi de kasha alibed Rabbi Shmuel, and not alibed Rabbi Akiva. And he takes out the word subim, and we said it's a shtikl meduktik in the Gemara, that the Iker kasha was of the Afilu subim, but not stanta as a kasha. And then the Iker that he learned pshat in the Teretz of the Gemara, kam yidaita kam baal korchoi, if it's a maise gvia, it's called baal korchoi, if it's he pays on his own, it's called midaitoi. Why am I madgish it, for the ones that don't like all these things that we said before, but Rashi for sure was not madgish it in the beginning. Say, Rabbi Nuchanan is going in the first Gemara and he's mechalek, can't be as based in, can't like be as based in. And Rashi on that Gemara has not mentioned be as based in. Before, I'm asking a stira. Then Rashi says, "Itriach litzoik, lo itriach litzoik." A klore machlekes. I'm saying, it's a shita mekubesas that makes klore diuk also. But we see Rabbi Nuchanan, and then we have Rav Ule, and then we have Abaye's kashi. We are moisif that Rashi and Abaye made a chiluk, made a shinuk. This is lechura the pashtes advarim. Maybe in the emsheichilu the sugis of Meitav could be nafkeminis in this whole lomdus. But the vayl bepshat, So Mele, we have a kasha. Elo Omar Abaye. So Abaye is coming to answer his own kasha. Kedema, the Tanya. Arei shehoyu loibotim sodes vekromim, ve'ein emoitze lemochol. הרי שהיו לו בוטים סודס וקרומים ואינו מויצה למוחו מאכילים מויצה עם מייסר אוני אב מחצה. למה זה דרשי? איפה מסתה דקשי? מי שיש לו סודס בוטים וקרומים שם במוסיים זוז ודאר מסכס פייר, מי שיש לו מוסיים זוז לא יתו לקט שיחו ופייר ומייסר אוני דלאב אוניו ונמצא גויזל עניים אוי לו מויסיים זוז חוסר דינו ונוסו לשוב אלה זוז ובסחס הרי זה יתו. וזה יש לו בת עם סודס וקרוב משום במוסיים זוז, אבל אינו מויצה למוחר מאכיל מויצה עם היסרוני עד מחצו שוב ומר זוז וקרקויסה ואימקו במר זוז לצפי מפלגל איזיל אלו אילו והרי יש לו מויסיים זוז. זה לא מגוון האקדום איזה הלוכה אין מייסר if someone has מויסיים זוז he doesn't have a דין ועוני. What is מויסיים זוז? מויסיים זוז is כדי פרנוסה for a whole year. It's only including rent and living, or only food. It's a big shaila. About in that days, Mosayim Zuz is money to live for a year. The halacha is if he has Mosayim Zuz, he's not oni. If he doesn't have Mosayim Zuz, he is oni. Now the halacha is if he's not oni, he can't get Maaser oni. If he has 199, he could get even 1,000. I saw once in a sefer, I don't remember where, but I saw the achronim bring it down also. He only could take 1,000. He can't take 1,000,000. Dehainu. What he could take 1,000 means, he's taking tzedakah. And tzedakah is a halacha, you give the oni what he needs. Not every money in the world you could give to the oni. Now, a person needs more from 200. What will he eat next year? But if he wants a little bit extra, it's a need. No fuss. When he, I'm saying, only a person has exactly what to live. He needs a bit more, but he's not an oni anymore. Calls man he's an oni, all of his needs go into tzedakah. Even the needs of living for 2 years. Even the needs of living for 3 years.
Five.
What?
Five.
Maybe even five. I don't know how much.
Five.
I don't know. Five. Yeah, it could be. What?
Kettle.
I don't know. I'm trying to be mad. I've been a gear about the Hemshech. I'm not stam saying. So the mele you could give him even 1,000. And not the pshat, I want the mazbe. Not the pshat, val is a din only, you could give him kol kesef sheba oilo. Chas v'sholem. You can't turn it to become a osher mufli. It's not meiser, it's not tzedoke. Tzedoke is kedei machsoiroi asher yechsoloi. As a mitzvah tzedakah, you see a poor person, give him what he needs.
Why
Elif? What?
Why
Elif? Elif is for sure what a person needs. If Mosayim...
Now he needs for 5 years.
I said again, why does he need?
In 5 years, only for 5 years.
Oh, and now he needs for a year? Yes.
For a year, yeah.
So 5 years also.
Well, why not 10 years?
I don't know. And I didn't say for 5 years. Could be he needs for that year to live Barabchus. Could be he needs for that year. Yeah. What? The same thing. What? I said, yeah, it was. But Pashas Maaser Oni is going with the Gedolim of Tzedakah.
No, Tzedakah
is
whatever he needs.
Maaser
Oni is
the same shoes. Yes, that. You're right. We'll get to them. The person doesn't have Suslir Kabbalah if you could take Maaser Oni. Let's see.
Maaser Oni, no, it's not
a question. Could you Mikol Makoyim. Does it aloch? So if someone doesn't have Mosayim, he could take. If he has Mosayim, he cannot take. Now this person, he has Sodois Vekromim that are worth much more from Mosayim. But he can't sell it now. He can't sell it now. And here is the modne halacha in Bisud. You can't give him elef. You give him ad kedei mechza. You give him ad kedei mechza. What is ad kedei mechza? Lishnekam Evrashi learns the batim and sodas, the price went down, so they worth only 100. So you could give him another 100 to have 200. This is the way Rashi will learn the sugya in Lishnekame de Rashi. Again, a poor person, you give him even elef. A person that is not poor, you can't give nothing. This person has sodas vekramim that are worth really money, but now he can't sell them. And if he sells them now, they will be worth 100. So you could give him another 100. What if the motion of the batim and kromim went down price, and if you sell them now, they'll be worth 200? Then you give him nothing if you rush him. We're talking in a modern case that the batim are worth to sell 100. So we don't look at him like a poor person to give him 1,000. We don't look at him like a rich person. We look at him as something in between. This is Rashi and Lishne Kamen. Now, Lomazen, the Gemara, how the Gemara is minded, what is the case? The Hodibomar Heichedom, Ihus Lu'are de Kula'alme Vedidei Namizol Ba'adayu, the prices really went down. And his house is worth less than 200. Afilu Tuve Nami Lisfele, you could give him even 1,000. You could give him even 1,000. The hazol de kula almanam. Everyone's went down. The price went down. Now it's worth less. The elo the oikir are de kula alman. This word lechuz lav dafka. Not the oikir. The price stayed. I don't know why the Gemara says that everyone went up. But lechuz lav dafka. Maybe the Gemara wants to sharp the matter. Everyone is going up and he's going down. For sure something wrong. But lechuz the Gemara didn't have to say the oikir de kula alman. The Iker vote is that everyone's price stay. The EU, but the day, either the Ayil, the Nofik Azuzah, Zolare. He ran around and he was trying to sell. Forget, maybe he saw the market is going up, so he tried to sell his, and he lost the price. Afilu Purte Nami Loy Leisvile. Why? Don't give him even a little bit. Zogt Rashi, why not to give him a little bit? Sharishovis karkois of Mosaim Zuz. I lemaise, but he can get 200. Lemaise, he can get 200. But again, the Gemara is asking a kash. If it's the regular case, Manapshach. If everyone's price went down, he's worth 100. You could give him how much tzedakah you want. 1,000, 1,000,000 will go to the Vikuchim. Same. But you could give him. If only his went down, don't give him nothing. So we'll see Tesfas, when Tesfas brings down the first pshat, and later in Lishne Basra, because he's a Pesheya. We have to understand pshat. So what if he's a Pesheya? So what if he's a Pesheya? The Ma'aseh now, he doesn't have money. So what if he's a Pesheya? We'll have to understand pshat. Rashi doesn't say a word of Pesheya. Rashi says, why? It's worth 200. Everyone sees that he's running around, so no one is asking to give him money because they know he's desperate for the money. They know he will give up. But Be'etzem, he's worth 200. So while Be'etzem is worth 200, he doesn't deserve to get tzedakah. This is the Gemara. So here is the kasha, before we go to the answer of the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed. It's a Mishnah in Peye Perikei Mishnah Dalet. What if a rich person is going away from home and now he's stuck in a field near Bnei Brak? He doesn't have what to eat. He's allowed to eat Maizeoni or not? He's allowed to put his hand? He has houses, but it doesn't help. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, he's allowed to. For Slater, Machlekes, if he has to give it back later or not. There's one man though. Now he doesn't have. So the Achronim asked a kasha. What do you mean the Gemara says, Afilu pulta nami lo lisfile? What do you mean Afilu pulta lo lisfile? He's walking around, he doesn't have what to eat now. Why Afilu pulta lo lisfile? So Reb Leib Malin goes with a Mahalach, and as his Mashma Rabbeinu Peretz, Val is posha. It's his fault that he's in such a matzah. Again, Tesis learns pshat that the Gemara means to say pshat. The Tesis learns the whole sugi that because it's pshia. Rashi learns it's not because it's pshia, it's considered an oshir. He has, it's worth 200. Rather, because he's running around trying to get money, people are not asking to pay. But Be'etzim is worth money. Mele Rashi learns he's not an oni. But the shayla is, even if he's not an oni, he's a halacha oshir that oilech mimokim lemokim, misparnes min hatzedakah. So Reb Leib says, but he's posha. So again, the Rashi wanted to be mad, he's a moshe lefi Reb Leib. Lu yetzuyer, he has a din oni. Rashi learns even if he's posha, he gets tzedakah. It's a Gemara b'metziah. Gemara says, migudi boye mafkir nichsei vehave leoni. And it could be zeichet. Gemara says, alamod, migudi zochen nafshei zochen nami lechavrei. You could pick up meister oni for a oni. Ah, you're not a oni, you're a oshir. Migudi could be zeichet to meister. How could be zeichet to meister? So Gemara, meir, migudi boye mafkir nichsei vehave leoni. What about mafkir nichsei? You cause yourself to be poor. I'm telling you, now I'm poor. So Rashi learned, look, it's not pshia. If a person is poor, he's poor. He gets stuck. Rashi is madgish. This is tchila salomnes of Rashi in the sugi. The first Rashi would be sharishovu iskarka oisam moasayim zuz. Doesn't make a difference that no one wants to give you. You are worth 200. You're not poor. So the mele, you're not poor. If you'd be poor, we could give you tzedak. Now, as another halacha, even if someone is not poor, but if he's stuck, we try to help him. This is when someone is stuck, not when someone causes himself the damage. Again, if he caused himself to be poor, it's a din. Poor people can get stuck. Aber mitzad, the din of oilech mimokim lemokim, this is what Reb Leib wants to learn. So even that Rashi did not learn like Tesis. Tesis learns, even if he has a din of a poor person, if he caused it, he doesn't get stuck. We'll see later in Tesis. Rashi is learning, the Gemara is asking Akasha, he's rich. He's rich. But we're asking Akasha, but what's me the Gemara in Chulin? That you're allowed to give a person even if he does, even if he has money? The answer is, it's his fault. And a second Nusach, he could sell it. He will have 100. He's not dying. The rich guy that is stuck in the middle of a highway, Taka doesn't have money now. But this person could sell his karka. Ah, he will lose. Lefi Rashi, the Var, we don't have a cheshbon that the guy, someone of the guy will lose. He will have 100. You're right. In the minute that he will sell it, he will be poor, and then he could get how much he wants. Although we cannot give him now. Now Rashi holds he's rich. Dying, he's not dying. He could sell it. So he's not dying, and he's rich. He's not dying, and he's rich. That's the shit of Rashi. And we could say that Enechanami, maybe Bichlal you could give him what to eat. Here stated that you give him 100. And that the Gemara is asking. Why you could give him 100, not why you're giving him to eat. The Omar Mal. So the Gemara answers, so it's not a case that everyone went down because then he's a real poor person. It's not a case that no one went down, just even went up, and only his went down, because then he's Oshir. In the summer, the karka is worth more, to over 200. The market is a nisan. What is the answer? The case is that the karka is worth 200 in Nisan, and Tishrei it's worth 100. Everyone else waits till Nisan, so he's not poor. Because I want to explain. If no one waits till Nisan, so this is the price. Tomorrow the market will go up, but now this is the price. Aval people wait till Chodesh Nisan. So the market, the Shavius of the Sada is the fi Chodesh Nisan. This is the Shavius of the Sada. No. So he can't get 1,000, he's not poor. He's not poor. Why? Everyone sells it in Chodesh Nisan, and in Chodesh Nisan it's worth money. No. So if he's not poor, so why are you allowed to give him ad mechza? Because he needs money, he sells it now. So what? So what if he's selling, he needs money, he's selling it now? Why are you allowed to give him 100? He's not poor. What is the answer of the Gemara? The Gemara is answering. Before we're looking for a case. So we said, if everyone is cheap, give him 1,000. If everyone is not cheap, he's a pushel. If he tastes, he's a pushel. If Rashi is rich, he's rich. Zag the Gemara. The price goes if he's chayin shnisa. So he's not poor. So you can't give him 1,000. But Lemaisi needs that money, and it's worth only 100, so you give him 100 till 200. What is this pshah? Mimar pshah. If he's rich, don't give him nothing. If he's poor, give him 1,000. This was the cash. So the fit taste is, we'll learn later the taste first, that the equal problem was that he was a pshaya. This guy is not a pshaya. Now we have to know. So what if he's not a pshaya? So we'll have to handle when we learn tastes. Aben Rashi Lishnekam, it doesn't say a word nagea to pshia. Rashi said the first Rashi, Sharishov is a karka. So look what Rabbi Moses answered. The Bimei Nisan Yikira Arte, Meshalokeach, Shalokh Nir, the Choyo Shayzim, Mesakaiz, Vizerim Betishrei, Zirsh Eid Sipuk Lizroya, Zobi Kedahash Betishrei, Mishum the Yitzel Hilkach. Only Loi Havi, the Yitel Elev Zuz, Hoyle Bimei Nisan Shoves Karka Mosai. And this is the longest of the Sugye, that even that today I'm not in Chodesh Nisan, the price tag of the chayfetz is lefi the time that people sell it. Ve'oshir lo yavi hoy velekula al menami lo yavi shavin ashto mosai. Hilkach mesham lo yad mosai. I'm not poor and I'm not rich, so why I get 100? Why I'm getting 100? So some learn that Rashi means not he's getting 100, he's getting like the osher that oyvim mimokim lemokim. It's not the pshat of Rashi. Well, if he that shit is. This kasha be'etzem frek Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. Talmid Rabbeinu Tam is asking, he doesn't understand lefi Rashi what the Gemara answered. They frek the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. Void, Michael Metaretz, Lezicha de Bemein, Adat Tisha, came on the Ein Lemia, Hashtem Osaim, Afilu Tam. So Rashi gave the answer. Well, be a main Nisan is worth more. So be mele, you can get. This is the answer. So we must be to remind me the sugya. It's two halakim in the sugya. Is the chilek of the sugi how to be maimi the case of misha hoya oni v'yesh lesodes? How to understand this spout that he's not poor and he's not rich? What the Gemara is trying to take out from it, negatu babikame, that the karka be'etzem is rich. Be'etzem we look at the tomorrow that is worth 200, and the mele the Gemara wants to say this is the siyemus of the Gemara. V'ochenami gabi nezokim dina beidis. So b'meile, so now nezokim, he really has to pay him now. He can't wait till tomorrow, because the din is to pay today. So you have to measure it lefi tishrei. But if the guy wants beinanis, he tells him, "So I will give you the price of tomorrow." That is the tzushtol of the Gemara. Again, we have to understand it. Shein the Gemara, if you have to pay me edis, you pay lefi today. Because the price is today. But if you want beinanis, then I will give you lefi the price of tomorrow. This is Seder HaGemara. And I'm saying, it's two halakim. Again, all of this is lishne kame de Rashi. Rashi miyad says a lishne basra. And the sugi we have to first to be mevarer. What is the case? if the pshat is like Rashi, like Tesis, like the Lishne Basra, like the Rishonim, it's for Ma'alchim. What is the case of Mishi Yeshlo Yisodei Subbatim? To understand? And to understand the Halacha, why Mishi Yeshlo Yisodei Subbatim? He's not poor and not rich. And B'meila, you can't give him 1,000, but you could give him 100. Mechit Tesis to give him 100. Nishkenon and Nishkenoshir. And then to understand, what is the Tzushtel to Babakam? What is the tzushtel to become? All of that is the first chelik of the sugya. Then comes the second chelik of the sugya, and you can come in.